Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are a couple things that a 49er fan could say today. I know Grandy has said this, and I get it. You know, like they grabbed a couple offensive linemen, but they didn't do it high, and they didn't do it with what is a clear tackle, which I know you, like, you want them to address that, right, on the right side. I know a lot of Niner fans do.
Yeah, I think it's one of their biggest needs, but Okay. Clearly the Niners disagree with me there.
Well, they did over the weekend, or...
Last 2 years hadn't drafted a tackle.
But would you want them to draft someone just that has the letters OT next to his name if they did not evaluate that person as a good player?
If they think he's going to be bad, sure, but you know, they also had the ammo to move up and try to do other stuff.
They definitely did. But, okay... So is right tackle and tight end an area of need? You could argue it. Sure. Is there a game this weekend? Nope. So, like, these things can still be addressed. And the Niners, when they have really felt a need, I think they've often laid in the weeds and then pounced. I mean, I remember when Joe Staley was about to retire and the 49ers, a lot of people, oh, God, what are we doing at left tackle? Next thing you know, Trent Williams is on the team. And no one saw that coming. So, like, I don't think there's a move like that. Like, the draft is already in the rearview mirror, but I don't know. I don't know how they're going to address this, and there's a whole lot of time. Here's what Kyle did say over the weekend. First one is evaluating prospects in terms of how they can help now versus well into the future.
I'd always say I wish it was the other way around, but, like, last year you're done with free agency and stuff, and you go in the draft, and it's like, where do you need a starter? And yeah, you always want the best starter possible, but where do you have to get a starter? And you go into last year's draft, and it's, to me, it was one position. It was kicker. And so, yeah, there's some starter positions. You can't find a better guy, and there's a lot better. But they're all still guys you feel you can win with as starters. And you go into a draft, and you're like, all right, well, we don't have a kicker, so we got to find a starting kicker somewhere. What else do we want to do? Well, we'd like to get better in this area, and that area, but... Where is that guy when that draft comes? And if that's not available, then do you get a guy to beat someone else out? You get a guy because, hey, this guy might be up on a contract next year, and this guy could be a backup in case of injury, and we can plan for the future, or is this just the best player available? And that's why there's so many different layers to all of this. And wish the draft came first. You can always just sit there and take the best player that came, and then you could go into free agency and try to figure out, like, all right, where can we go fill these holes? But it goes the other way, and that's why it's a bigger window than just right now.
I mean, drafts, no matter what form we do them in, for most of us is fantasy football. Like, I mean, and I know this is a dorky way to talk about it because that's real life, not some stupid game that we're all playing, but every even Matthew Berry and Tom, Dick, and Harry of the fantasy world will tell you the same thing. Don't start the round when you're 15 picks away and tell me what position you want. Better wait. Better find out who's on the board. Better find out if that person is worth that pick. Better find out if something else happened, because that's the nature of a draft. I need a tackle. Well, the good tackles were taken. Well, Right. Who fell since these people in front of me were taking the tackles? And that's, I think, part of why the Niners looked at it and went, well, you know who we think is amazeballs? Ricky Pearsall. So let's take him, because that is, in one form or another, also an area of need. Like, I think that's a fun phrase. Area of need. All of them.
Pretty much.
They're all areas of need. Every year, it's football, and dudes are going to get hurt, and right. There's a future to think about.
The only areas that you don't really have need right now, you could say quarterback would be one.
Although, who's your backup quarterback? Which is an important position.
Dobbs. I mean, yes, it's important, but
okay.
If you drafted a guy, you still would have wanted a veteran quarterback anyway. So I don't think that was an area of need. Linebacker, kind of an area of need, but yeah. You can get by with the two that you have. And then kicker would be the other one. Kicker and punter. You're pretty good with your kicker and your punter. But as you look at the first round and the way it went, I get what Kyle's saying. And, you know, Grandy's right. It would have been great to get one of these good tackles, but the price to move up to get a guy, and maybe it's a guy you don't love.
It's a lot.
8 tackles went in the first 29 picks. So before they even had a chance to go at 31, so would they have been better off taking the 9th best offensive tackle at 31 or taking a receiver that they obviously loved?
John Lynch answered the exact same question. Prospects now versus future.
I think this class is representative of it. You know, I don't know a player. I think all these guys can contribute this year. So you try to do both. You try to say, hey, okay, does this guy have starter in him in some time? Is there some development that he can someday be a starter? But right away, can he help? Special teams is often the avenue. I think back to my career. I didn't start till year 3, but I think I was a good member of the team because I contributed in special teams for the first couple years and played some defense. So that's really integral. And so it's that thought process. And, you know, I like this class because of just that. I think all these guys, it's tough. It's a really good roster. So it's going to be tough to crack for these guys. We do believe that they have the skill sets, the mentalities, the makeup that they can come in and find a way if it's on them now. But, you know, they can come in and compete right away. And then we do believe that with the development, which is part of what we do as well, consistently developing guys so that we get the most out of them and into the future as well.
Okay. And what about this from Kyle Shanahan? We'd love to react to this. And again, your phone calls welcome, 888-957-9570. This to me is sort of the underbelly of the whole weekend for the 49ers. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They need to win the damn Super Bowl. And hell, Mike Silver over the weekend called this the last dance. It's all going to change after this. Well, I'd like to respond to that in a second. But that is the backdrop for most of us to this draft. The pressure of not winning a Super Bowl and big money contracts coming due. How do you navigate that? Here's what Shanahan said.
I think when you get close to a Super Bowl and you don't win it, I think there's always more pressure. I mean, especially from outside in, because you're going to hear about it more. So I think, I mean, everyone has a certain expectation for the season and things like that, because you always want to do better the next year. And there's not a lot of room to do better. There's only one more game. And so, like, everyone wants to get their mind to that spot, but every team's different each year, too. And so you go into a year and the main thing is you don't want to get worse. You always try to get better, but you don't want to get worse. And when you do have players that have played a lot of good football over these last 3 to 5 years, I mean, it becomes a problem because you got to pay guys. And it's harder to keep carrying that. And that's why we went into free agency. Like, you have to make a lot of hard decisions. But we're not ready to take 2 steps back, so eventually we can take 3 steps forward, or however that is. Like, so, but you don't know if that's possible, and so you try to make your free agent decisions that way. You try to do the draft that way, and I feel we're in a position that hopefully I don't think we did get worse. I think we've tried to keep it to where we're there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, again, the whole journey to get to a Super Bowl is so hard, and there's so many potholes along the way. But I'm comfortable with what he said there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At the end, I mean, the 49ers aren't worse today than they were last season, at least not, like, visibly, right? You know, I know there's been some movement on the defensive line. Obviously, there's the Dre Greenlaw question.
Yep.
It certainly didn't get worse, and they were pretty damn good to start with.
Right, and, you know, we'll have to see if Leonard Floyd will be as good, if not better, than Eric Armstead was, because he was a big guy that you lost in the free agency period. But you feel like through free agency, you addressed a lot of the losses that you had. And then in the draft, you got some more depth pieces. You don't know how many of these eight draftees are going to come in and be able to contribute, but hopefully you're not relying on any of them.
Don't leave out the undrafted guys too. I mean, there's a bunch of them. And those guys make the team now sometimes.
Yeah.
And some of them were pretty interesting. I told you I fall prone to advertising. I even had some people, oh, look at this undrafted free agent. By the way, Krug is texting me, you know, you're mentioning the tight end position. They picked up, what was his name? Was it Mason Plein? Mason Plein. Kruger's salivating over the guy.
Of course.
You know what that is?
It's a salivation sensation.
Exactly.
Out of Furman, Mark, as you well know.
Very excited. I love players out of Furman.
6'6¾", 251. Oh. I like the size. I like the player.
I like the pick, except for it wasn't a pick. It just picked him up. So
Pliny the Younger. Yeah.
Very good.
I'll take it.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.